The coexistence of people of different faiths, interreligious dialogue, and the freedom to convert to other faiths without being coerced or prevented from doing so. These were just some of the issues discussed in a recent meeting here between Vatican officials and the United Nations chief expert on religious freedom. Asma Jahangir is special rapporteur on religious freedom and belief for the UN Human Rights Commission, which reopened its doors this week in Geneva as the Human Rights Council. Well, Jahangir sat down with Emer McCarthy to tell us more about her work and her expectations of her Vatican meetings.
My mandate is intellectually challenging. For that, you need a broad base of information from all quarters. Vatican is very important in that sense. They have played a very positive role, and I think that I need to learn more of what can be done. They have had experience in the field at analytical level, and I need to see also from other aspects and from other members of other faiths and civil society of what their analysis has been. I am a great promoter of dialogue, but I think all dialogue has to be backed by good policy. And governments have to play a very wise role. It's not just a chat shop. I think dialogue has to go much beyond that. Dialogue has to be a very deep search of people's fears, of people's grievances that have to be aired, not for the purpose of further perpetuating a cycle of animosity, but to find a way out together. Because there is no getting away from the fact that this is a world where people live with all kinds of beliefs and people have different faiths. Each one has to be respected. But at the same time, people have to be tolerant as well of other people's beliefs as well, and of criticism of their own beliefs.
Yes, it's a very subtle balance that you have to strike. Looking at the argument of respect for religious beliefs and tolerance of religious beliefs, are there any situations within the world today that really need to be brought to mind, that really need to take it into serious consideration? Any particular? I was thinking here particularly about the part of the world where you yourself are from, within Pakistan, India itself. There are so many different faiths and religions that coexist within India and within Pakistan, and in general, in the vast majority of cases, in relevant harmony, but in some cases, not so. What do you think the reasons behind this general intolerance are?
Well, on the one hand, particularly from the part of the world that I come from, there is sometimes, in pockets, extreme religious intolerance, partly fanned by those who hold the powers and strings of power. Because I believe that without a group of people with vested interest, until they don't push it, people generally are not intolerant in any part of the world. But we have seen, for example, massacres in my part of the world. Gujarat is one example. In India, in Pakistan, a number of people have been persecuted horribly on charges of blasphemy. Churches have been burnt down. There's a lot of anti-Semitic rhetoric that we hear there, which is frightening in a way. Having said that, nevertheless, I think what I have seen in my experience in the last few years is that the forces of building bridges are stronger. Because despite the fact that people have tried very hard to break these bridges, use militancy, use intimidation, use propaganda, use the language of hate, yet there have been forces that have held the world together into a belief that, no, we have to go together, despite the fact that we can have different faiths, we can have different beliefs, but it is not for us to go and kill each other and for us to really sit in antagonistic behavior with each other.
Asma Jahangir, the UN Special Rapporteur on Religious Freedom. You can hear more from that interview on next Tuesday's program. That'll be on June 27th, right here on Vatican Radio.